Listen on Demand. Brought to you by 680 News.
George, give me your full name and your rank.
George A. McKeel. Well, you don't need the A. And my rank in the Legion? I am just another Legionnaire with 34 years in the Legion. This time I joined the Legion when I was out in Chilliwack, B.C. I joined out there in Branch 4. And then they shipped me to Europe for 4.5 years, and I dropped my membership. Well, then when I come back the second time from Europe, I was posted to Gagetown, New Brunswick. And I was only there for a year, so I joined the Legion in Branch 4 in Fredericton. And I was only there a year, and they shipped me off to Egypt for a year, so I dropped my membership again. Well, then when I come back from Egypt, my wife and I got married. And we were there, 2 years? Yeah, I come back in 62. We got married in St. Patty's Day. Well, her being Irish, she wanted that day, so she got it. And I finally said to her, I think, Claire, I'll get out of the service after 16 years. So I did, and we came to Toronto, and I went to work here in Toronto, and then I drove tractor trailer for 35 years.
Fantastic. Now, George, you were saying earlier that you would serve again, and you're proud to serve your country. And, you know, these days there's kind of two waves of thought. Some people think we shouldn't be involved in wars, and others are very patriotic and want our troops to be there. How do you feel about that?
Personally, we shouldn't be in Afghanistan. Not personally, no. I don't agree with that. But if it came down to a fine point and I had to go again, I would gladly go back in the service. I was in the engineers, and we're the people that look after the minefields. Dig them up, only not today the way they do it today. They have a big, long steel pole on a bulldozer, and they detect them. We didn't. We dug them up with a bayonet.
Scary work.
If you didn't listen to what you were taught, then forget about it. You weren't coming back. Your head would be rolling down the road someplace. But I would. I'd gladly go back and serve again in the Army. I have my oldest son who's in his 35th year in the service. I had a brother and 9 cousins in the Second World War. 4 of them didn't come back. My wife lost 3 uncles in the First World War over in Vimy. I lost a great-grandfather in the First World War. And between her family and my family, we've got about 203, 204 years of military service. And like I said, I'd do it all over again.
Why is it important that we remember on November 11th? Why is it important?
Remember all our personnel that sacrificed their life. And I don't feel like them sacrificing anymore. We have 133 people now dead in Afghanistan, and there shouldn't be. One of my buddies that's in the color guard with me, he's waiting to go over to Afghanistan for the third trip. And I keep saying to him, Andrew, I don't know why you want to go back there, because there's nothing there for us. It's a bad spot, a real bad spot, because you don't know who your enemy is. You could be standing next, well, like standing with you. I could be talking to you, and all of a sudden a knife comes out, and you get it. No, I wouldn't appreciate anybody in our country going to Afghanistan.
Do you think when people remember November 11th these days, do you think they really understand what it's all about?
Most people don't. Most people don't. If they've never been on an army base or served in the service of any kind, they wouldn't understand what the military life is like over there. I know if I had never been in the service, I wouldn't understand it. Only from what I read or hear on the news. Other than that, I enjoy my life as it is now, and I would serve again. I would love to serve again.
And how old are you?
Me, I'm 80. Well, I was 80 last June.
And what would you like people to think about on November 11th?
Think about our personnel that have sacrificed their life for our country. And think very hard, strong, loud, and clear. Let the world know what they think about Remembrance Day. Because to me, it's, how shall I put it? It's a world of its own, actually. Because all veterans, when it comes to Remembrance Day, bow their head. I know I do. And I'm very, very proud of it. Like I said, if I had to do it again, I'd do it. And all my buddies in the Legion that I know, they'd do it again, too.
Fantastic. George, thank you so much on many levels.
You're very welcome, and you enjoy the day. I know I am, because I'm doing something very worthwhile on poppies. And this is my 34th year of doing them.
Wow. Fantastic.
And I also, for the Legion, for our branch, we sponsor 5-, 6-, and 7-year-old children's hockey team. Now, I can't go this Sunday, but I go just about every week that they play. And so far, they've played 3 games and won 3 games.
You got the winning team. That's great.
Oh, have we ever. They're not like the Leafs.
Thanks, George.
And I've been following the Leafs since 1935.
Is there any hope?
Few and far between.
Thanks, George.
No, I give the Leafs lots of credit, and the young kids coming up, give them a break and see what they can do.
Absolutely. Thanks, George.
You're very welcome, and you have a good day.